Everyone, this is Jay, your host and dungeon master for World of Nier. This week, I'm joined by the wonderful and talented cast, including
Amy Cheek playing Bijou, the high elf glamour bard.
Hi, my name's Andrew. I'm playing Reeve Vitevich Kolosevsky, the paladin hill dwarf.
Ian Johnson, I play Harry, the fearbog druid.
We're doing last names now.
That's not even the right one. And I'm Aaron.
Well, thanks a lot, Aaron.
Well, you know what? I'm Aaron. I play Tatsuo, the human samurai. I just don't like liars.
We are picking up right where we left off last week. You guys just finished up a battle with a bunch of the gray halfling soldiers who were accompanied by a mysterious elf with gray skin and glowing blue tattoos who was quite powerful and had Reeve under his spell for quite some time. Ian fell out of a tree unconscious. Dirk is kind of knocked out in the bush with Quilly right next to him. All the other seven sons pretty much are recovering from fighting off the halfling brigade. And Bijou found some smooth rocks.
Can I use my wand of detect magic to see if they're magical?
They are.
Sweet. Would I have any experience with stones like this? Or know what they are?
They're minerals, Marie.
I guess you can roll a history check.
Okay.
And we can kind of say that dictates whether you have experience with anything like that.
19.
I guess maybe you've heard of some stones like this before, but you can definitely, with the wand, detect it's very similar to the magic that's used with the buttons that you guys have. Mm. And you can kind of tell that the magic in them is kind of exclusive between these two stones. Like, it doesn't seem to radiate to any other areas. It's just kind of between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like the farther apart you bring them, the more attached they kind of become.
Cool. I'm just going to put them in my pocket for now. I forget where we were going.
You guys just kind of fled here from the rusty spike that was...
Weren't we going to Ian's cabin?
Whose cabin?
I'm sorry, Harry's cabin.
I mean, that was the goal, and then you were ambushed by the... halflings.
All right, well, shall we continue on?
Yes, I think everyone needs a rest.
Yeah, all the seven sons kind of gather up with you. Quilly has Dirk kind of slouched over her tall but very slender shoulders, and he's kind of very drowsily making his way along and shivering. And she nods and says, yeah, that I think we all could use a little relaxation and bandaging our wounds.
As we're going, I'd like to speak with Quilly. Have you heard anything from your people that your woods are overrun with groups like what we just came across, or is this, do you think, a new development?
We've been fighting them off. They've been sort of trying to hold siege, but we've been able to get around and outsmart them through our tree network. So it hasn't been too difficult, but there definitely has been a presence, but most of them have been closer to the city. I have not really seen very many this far out. Hmm. And when we came out of that tree, it almost seemed like they were ready for us.
Hmm. I don't like that. Do you think there's any way we're being watched somehow? Magically?
She kind of nods and says, that was my guess as well. Kind of seeing the ambush that was ready for us when we came out of the tree. I wonder if they have discovered the traveling method, or where you went out of a different one. Did you notice anyone out there?
No, we didn't see anyone over by us. I mean, I don't know if we were followed.
Interesting. Yes, there was about probably 20 soldiers when we came out of the tree, and we killed some of them, as I'm sure you probably saw. And then the group kind of split off, and we fled and hid in the trees, and they continued to search for us.
Do you think all the Seven Sons have done well keeping secrets? Or do you think it would be possible that one of you is a double agent of some kind?
She kind of ponders on that and says, in my conversations, while everyone seems to have different backgrounds and different ideals, I haven't necessarily detected any kind of hidden agendas or malice or anything, but I'll try and keep a closer eye out for that from now on. And then she kind of like stops all of a sudden in her tracks, and like her eyes get wide, and she kind of like shivers for a second. And she says, something bad is happening. I don't know how to describe it. I guess the best way I can, there's like a very strong disturbance and the force or the balance that
like 10 million kind of, souls suddenly cried out and then were silent.
We're getting sued.
Star Wars.
We're totally getting sued. Do you know who, where, what? Should we just hurry, or do you still have your scrying orb?
Did anyone help Harry, or is he still laying in the grass?
Oh,
I woke up.
Tatsuo helped him.
The fall woke me up.
All right,
I'm not like unconscious.
Yeah, I don't remember how many hit points. It refuses to save them, so.
I guess everyone can make a perception check if they think that their characters would be kind of like keeping an eye out for things while they're going.
Tatsuo certainly always is, and she rolled a 19.
11.
I'm looking at my pretty armor.
You said a perception?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's killing you. 14.
All right.
I can see your flip-flop, Ian.
Tatsuo.
My business.
Tatsuo, you kind of smell something and turn around, and you notice towards where you are right now,
mm-hmm.
kind of on the outskirts of the Westwood area, and you're going towards Harry's cabin, which from here, let's say it's to the east, and then to the west, like into the forest more, is where the city is.
Uh-huh.
And in that direction is where you smell this kind of like burning smell, and you look, and there's just like a pillar of smoke kind of coming up above the trees in that direction.
Tatsuo says, look, and she points at it. so everyone can see.
I'm definitely going to look.
Quilly turns around and she says, "Oh no, that's the city. That's my home. This cannot be good."
Do you have, do you still have your scrying orb that, you could perhaps look at someone who you know is there and see a little bit of what's going on?
Oh, yes. She reaches into her bag and kind of like very delicately lifts out the crystal ball, and she kind of stares into it. She can see, she looks inside and you guys can't really like see because of the angle of the ball. You can't really see like exactly what she's seeing, but you can see almost like this flicker of like yellow and red in the ball. And she says, it's the queen and her army. They're fighting the soldiers. There's fire everywhere. They're under attack. I don't know how they got up there. And then, oh my gosh, there's a flying creature. Looks like some sort of dragon, but smaller.
That's probably how they knew everything.
Do we need to go there now? Or do you think it's beyond recovery at this point?
We're all pretty hurt. I don't know that we would do much good.
She kind of stares into it and says, there's no way that we can do anything to help at this point. They are totally overrun. I think the best thing we can do is probably recover and then see if we can help any survivors or stragglers.
All right. Well, let's hurry.
All right. She puts the ball back in her bag and kind of hikes Dirk back up on her shoulder and starts to walk as quickly as she can with this huge half-orc kind of almost passed out hanging on her.
I'm going to fall back and chat with Reeve. Reeve.
Yes?
Would you mind, in your own time, whenever we have it, would you mind having some conversations with each of the Seven Sons? And finding out if any of them have compromised the group by sharing information they shouldn't have shared?
Sure, but I seem to trust them a great deal. Is there something wrong?
I just want to know why everyone seems to know where we are now and they're ready for us. Hmm. And I just want to be sure. And I know that you're really good at telling whether or not people are lying.
I grin and I go, yeah. I am. I'll do my best.
All right, just maybe not now because everyone's really stressed out, but if there's any downtime, that'd be a good thing to work on.
All right.
All right, you guys make it to the very humble cabin that I think we decided last time had
Moss.
Three bedrooms.
I don't remember how many rooms. Honestly, I thought it was like a one bedroom, but
it's like an open layout.
I do not recall.
How many people are with us pretty much right now? How many people we have?
Well, you
seven
four
plus
Dirk.
And seven and Dirk.
Yeah, okay.
That's not unreasonable.
We're a total of 12.
Make it 11. I could sleep outside. I sleep better outside anyway.
Harry, does this cabin have a chimney?
Why, yes, it does.
I'm going to perch up on the roof and kind of tuck behind the chimney to kind of keep an eye on the skies, since I only need to trance for 4 hours.
Tatsu goes and bandages her wounds and conks out, because I don't remember how much of a beating she took, but it was a beating. So.
Yeah, I'm going to fall asleep as well. I'm like three quarters or one quarter of what I'm used to being.
All right.
I'm going to sleep in a tree. Yeah.
Everyone's taking a rest.
Yes.
Yep.
A nice long rest.
If he permits it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get attacked with
it. And then suddenly the cabin's on fire.
No!
Okay, cool. So, Bijou is going to kind of awake from her trance first, or their trance, and probably Quilly as well, and that other guy. Gosh, there's so many names now. I just need to...
Perrin?
Perrin. I thought it was Perrin, but I didn't want to say the wrong thing.
And Byung-ho?
Nope, Byung-ho is...
Oh, a human,
sleeping
sorry.
Away. So y'all three kind of wake up first if there's anything, any more discussions you wanted to have or anything like that. Perrin's kind of sitting on the... He goes and sits on the roof of the cabin and...
Oh, with me?
Yeah. And he's kind of just like looking at his sword and kind of like casually swishing it back and forth and then taking a rag out of his pocket and cleaning it. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of like looks down and he says, you know, I kind of joined that dragon army out of desperation. Like I didn't think there was anything left for me in the city. And I was trapped there for years on that island with some of my friends, but I really need to find some new clothes. I don't really think I believe in that army's mission anymore.
Well, you've come to the right person.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to pull a white shirt out of my costume bag. What kind of pants does he have?
They're like uniform, like blue, kind of like knickers.
Mm-hmm. I have an extra pair of black pants.
Okay.
That I'm going to give him with a white shirt. There you go. Under the condition that we trade. A costume for a costume.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, we do seem like kind of the same size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go change right now, and he can take some and kind of just jumps down off of the roof and goes behind a tree and changes and then brings his just dirty, smelly... uniform that's been worn for pretty much 4 years without a change of clothes.
I'm gonna smooth it out flat, like on the roof with my hands. And as my hands pass over each part of the fabric, I'm gonna use prestidigitation to sort of like tidy it up and clean it. And I'm also gonna be looking for holes in it. And if I find any holes, I'm just gonna take out my little emergency sewing kit and mend them.
Well, that's some pretty cool stuff you got going on there.
Oh, thanks.
Could have used that. And I guess I wasn't really trying to impress anyone on the island, so didn't really matter.
Well, you had some more important things to worry about. I don't think a dragon would have been impressed by clean laundry.
Yeah, no kidding. There was the one that when he took his human form, he was pretty spiffy. Tricked us a few times.
Oh, wow. You should tell me everything about that person. I love stories.
Yeah, well, before I do that, so you're saying that I have, like, a family and...
Had.
Interesting. And who was... I remember someone saying there was, like, a brother.
Mm-hmm. You had a brother, and sometime after you were born and separated from him... He had done a bit of adventuring, I suppose, and then was turned into a vampire and went on a huge killing spree, and we killed him. We tried to save him first. We tried to work with him and see if he would maybe stop killing, and he wouldn't. So we had to kill him.
Man.
And that's where we got the sword from.
And do you, what was his name?
Fam.
He kind of like does a double take from staring at the sword. And he's like Fam from like, from where I'm from, Fam?
Would I know this as a high elf?
Because
I know that my past is a bit spotty.
Yeah, so he does not consider himself from Moon Lake or anywhere high elf at all. He's like, yeah, there was a Fam that I knew growing up and stuff there on the streets in Prine.
Ooh.
Is that
yeah,
where...
Yeah, it would have been probably the same one. Because I think he was turned in Prine. He was turned into a vampire in Prine.
He kind of like stares off and you see like a tear roll down his cheek. And like, the last thing I did was just bum a couple coins from him and leave him to get beat up by some city guards. That was the last time I saw him. I had no idea. This is a lot to handle.
I'm very sorry, but if it's any consolation, you wouldn't want to have had a brother like the one that we met.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've never actually met a vampire, but heard about them, and they don't seem like
a
fun
time. Some of
them
are actually quite charming, but seems it's sort of a toss-up when one gets turned if they'll be really cool or if they'll be bloodthirsty and vicious. So
I've done some work from time to time because, I mean, living on the streets in the city, there's kind of need to get paid whenever you can. So I've done a couple of jobs for the Brood, and everyone, I guess the rumor is that the head of the Brood is a vampire, but never actually met any of them. And I don't know, they're just kind of, they run a lot of the underground crime scene in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would have to, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm going to go and swing my sword through the forest and try and find myself. So.
Well, don't find yourself too far away from the cabin.
Good plan. Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for any werewolves or anything like that. Although I guess it's not a full moon, so nothing to worry about there.
Make sure that if you do see a werewolf, you tell Harry right away.
Yeah, well, we have quite a while. The last full moon was last night, I guess. Man, it feels like months ago at this point.
Yeah, sure does.
All right, see ya. And he jumps and runs off. Anyone else want to? Well, I guess, let's see.
Who else is awake right
sun,
now?
The sun, unless there's anything else Bijou wants to do, the sun will rise.
Nope. I'm going to hold these two stones and think about trying to use them.
Okay.
But I'm not going to actually do it.
Sounds like a plan. All right. The sun rises. You hear some fantasy roosters crowing. They sound like bah! They're not as wow. They're not as pleasant as real roosters.
Are you insulting my local roosters?
Yeah,
I've raised those on my own.
You find we find Harry outside feeding some roosters.
some roosters with sheep vocal cords. Yeah. Who else is awake right now?
Guess everyone.
Everyone's awake. Right. I want to go. Is there like a living room in this cabin? Is there like a place for people to sit?
Open concept, bro.
Oh, it's open concept.
Everything is all the same room. All
right. Well, I get up and I'll walk over to my brother.
My brother.
And I just tell him good morning.
Well, good morning, Reeve. That was been quite a eventful couple of days. Is this what you guys deal with all the time?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
I can see why you like the life. It's definitely, while terrifying, my adrenaline is still pumping from yesterday.
Welcome to my life.
Sorry. So I'm going to ask him if he's seen anything suspicious in the group, and just, you know, ask him, like, have you seen anybody sneaking off or being, and I'm saying this like kind of quiet, like to him, like a secret. And and I'm just like, have you seen anybody sneaking off or anything strange going on with anybody in our group at all?
Since yesterday when I arrived?
Yeah, since you've been here.
Well, mostly you all sneaking around and always, no one's ever in the same room at the same time having conversations with different people.
All right, well, thanks. You've been helpful.
This is going great.
You've been very helpful. I'll I'm gonna go get ready now. I'll catch you later.
All right. Well, those are some cute jammies, by the way.
Oh, thanks. They were a gift from one of my students.
Oh, nice. Yeah. From Soft Hill?
Oh yes.
That's very pleasant. Can I feel them?
Soft. Go ahead.
Those are nice.
Yeah. Yes, they're quite comfy. I mean, they breathe quite well. Like So anyway, I will nice talking to you. I'll be back. I'll see you around. And I just walk off really awkwardly, like
as you walk by, you see Admis kind of like coming over to talk to Duran, and he waves at you, and you notice that he's given himself the same haircut you have, with the cropped hair on the top and then the long sideburns and the long hair in the back, but he's kept his beard.
I there's a jealous streak runs through me, but I just put it to the side because he's my brother and I love him. And he likes my PJs, which was really awesome.
No, Admis.
Admis is getting it. Right. Okay. Yeah. I forgot. All right, well, never mind. I'm kind of mad. Sorry. I thought you meant my brother was getting it.
My brother.
Is there anybody else in the room that's there that's like, do I see anything suspicious with anybody at all?
Make roll a perception it. Check.
Okay, we'll try. 13.
You see.
Oh, no, sorry, 15. Sorry.
You see, the halfling girl kind of like sitting in a corner, almost looks like she's like trying to hide, and she's like looking down at something with her back to everyone, and she'll occasionally cast glances over her shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Can I does she look sad? Does she look angry? Does she look happy? What does she look like?
You can't really tell. She's pretty much covering her face except for her eyes occasionally darting back and forth.
Okay. I'm gonna go up to her very quietly, and how close can I get before she sees me?
Roll a stealth check.
Okay. Do I get advantage on it since I'm dressed? Oh, I'm in my PJs.
In your pajamas.
I'm in my PJs. Okay. I rolled a 13.
Yeah, you get like within like 5 feet of her, and then she hears your slippies on the dirt floor, and she kind of turns around, and whatever she was looking at, she kind of like shoves under some blankets and is, "Oh, good morning. Good morning. Nice to see you, Mr. Kolesevsky. Anything I can help you with this morning?" And she's like bright red.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and cast it. I want to cast Zone of Truth. So I'm just going to...
In the entire room?
No, just in that corner. Here, let me bring up the card real quick. I forget what the description of it is, but I think it's within... Dang it. Now I got to go find it. Okay, it's 15 feet radius. How big's your room?
Yeah, it's the house.
Okay. Well, I cast it on her, so everybody's going to get to know each other really well.
What do you have to roll?
Do I have to save for it from the roof?
It's 15-foot radius. I don't know if it...
It's like a 30-foot bubble.
It's a sphere, yeah.
Would, unless he's got...
All right, I'm like totally alone, and I don't want to suddenly feel honest.
What is the roll you have to do?
You don't do a roll.
Wisdom save.
We beat it.
Do a wisdom saving throw.
It's a wisdom save.
Is it a wisdom save?
Yes.
I think it's wisdom. Yeah.
I rolled a 20.
Oh, nice.
Well,
the one person by themselves.
That's a 13, so I doubt that worked.
What do they have to beat?
16.
Oh man, these guys are all rolling terrible.
This is good. I like this.
Okay.
Just yell, who's innocent and who is not?
No, I'm not going to do that.
He's betrayed us.
How long does this last for?
15 minutes.
Holy moly.
Hold on. Let me just check. Hold on. God, I haven't cast it in a while. 10 minutes. Sorry.
Okay.
So I ask her, I'm like, are you okay? Are you doing okay since yesterday?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just a little bit embarrassed that you caught me. And she like covers her mouth. Like,
caught.
Turns even redder.
Caught you doing what? I don't understand.
Looking at a picture.
Oh, a picture. Is it of your family?
I don't want to say. I don't want to say what the
picture is. Oh, don't embarrass her.
You can tell me. You can trust me.
Do I have to tell? You're the last person that I want to tell.
Oh, God. This is so sad.
Your secret is safe with me. You can tell me.
She, like... is like trying really hard to not say anything and like puts her hands over the blanket where she like hid the thing. She said, "It's a picture of someone that I really like a lot.
Oh,
they're really cool and handsome." And I'm gonna stop talking now.
I really want to know, but at the same time, I don't want to embarrass her anymore. But I really want to know, who is it? I might be able to...
Do I have to tell you who it is?
I mean, I would like to know. I might be able to help.
She takes like a big gulping swallow, and she... uncovers the picture, and you see like a kind of like a hand drawn image of a pre mulleted Reeve.
Oh, he's quite handsome. Who is he? Oh wait,
you're so mean. She's so embarrassed.
Oh well,
she starts crying.
I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
I'm so sorry. Here, and I just cover it up for her, and I.
You also notice like some like colored chalk and pencils around, like she was working on it.
It's a very lovely picture. I'm very flattered. And
thanks. I really like to draw people that I like.
I put my hand on her shoulder, and I just say, it's all right. We can talk about this later. And I'd
really rather not.
I would just walk away in my PJs. I just walk away. I'm embarrassed too.
Poor little girl.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you did this to yourself.
Could I detect that could I feel that there was like a spell that was cast when I was saving for it, or would I not know at all?
I don't. You rolled a 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you pass the check, then I think you can tell that it was cast.
If she heard it, I think it's more of a, because doesn't he have to say Zone of Truth?
Yeah.
And no, I think that's just something he does.
Yeah. Oh, never mind then.
Oh, and, you know, and anybody who is affected by this knows that the spell happened. Mm-hmm. Is aware of it, so they're aware that they're being truthful. So I'm assuming that I'm going to get some mean looks from people that know that I know this spell.
So Tatsuo would know.
Yeah.
Reeve, why did you do it?
I just I don't know. I just needed to know some things. That's all. And
I'm so frustrated with you because you didn't explain this, and now I have to be honest. I don't know what you want to know.
Right when you said I needed to know some things, you hear Belbrix just go.
That's so sad. Oh, I hate it.
So what's how much time does he have left?
Probably like
8 minutes.
Is there anybody? Okay, so since that was announced, does anybody look kind of shifty? Like they're really afraid to say anything.
I mean, I think everyone looks nervous.
Is there anybody that looks like that's like sweating profusely though? Like that's what I want to know.
Like,
no
one, except for Belbrix, of course.
She's just sweating out of her eyes.
I mean, you could just say, like, who's betrayed us or something. Have any of you? Could.
I'm going to walk in the front door and just walk in. I'm going to see, like, it just feels really awkward in here, but I don't know why.
So, I mean, anybody could ask the question. I don't have to be the only one asking the questions here.
Oh, anyone can?
Yeah.
Well, Tatsuo has no idea what's going on, so.
Okay.
Because she didn't hear the conversation. Yeah.
Is everyone all right?
Well, Reeve just cast Zone of Truth, no! So I have no idea what's going on.
I walk out.
It just caused this huge scene. I'm gonna ask. I'm embarrassed. I'm just gonna leave. I'm just gonna walk out too.
What the heck?
What a waste.
Yeah.
I don't know what to ask.
I'm just going to look at Reeve.
I don't want to. I'm going to walk out and talk to Bijou. And I'll be like, "What do you think I should just go ahead and interrogate everyone or what? I'm trying to be covert here, but it's not really working."
I see. I asked the right person.
In all fairness, he is in a position where he can very quickly figure out who betrayed us. So.
I mean, at this point, Reeve.
All right.
Just go in and ask everyone, just in general, and say, you know, has anyone?
All right. I'm
told anyone else outside the circle.
I'm gonna walk
about the Seven Sons.
Okay, I'm gonna walk back in, like with my chest kind of puffed up. Has anyone betrayed us? And I just point across the room. Answer honestly. And I need to get a no or a yes from everyone.
Admis speaks up and says,
"I define betrayed. I don't think I have. But what are you considering a betrayal here?"
Communicating with the enemy.
The little people?
Yes. No.
Of course not.
The gray. The ones in gray.
Only after I kill them.
And Jaron, he like slaps Jaron on the back, and Jaron's kind of like, "Yeah, no, not me either."
I'm standing in the doorway watching all this.
What about anybody else? I'm pointing across the room here, so I don't know what order they're in.
Yeah, everyone you point at is kind of just like shaking their heads or like, except for Belbrix, who's just kind of crying, crumpled in the corner.
I feel bad.
And Quilly's not in the room.
Neither is Perrin.
Perrin's not in the room. Yeah. But yeah, and everyone else just kind of answers in the negative or shakes their head. And no, nothing like that.
Tatsu says, "Reeve, why didn't you tell me? I'm a great detective."
I just kind of raise my eyebrow and just ignore her. And I I say, "I just had to make sure. I had this sneaky feeling, and you know how I like dislike dishonesty."
So the sneaky feeling that Reeve had, which is actually Bijou, I'm going to go over to Belbrix because I see she's crying,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to offer my hand and kind of like nod towards the door, like, "Do you want to get some fresh air?"
She kind of like wipes some tears away and nods without saying anything and gets up. Reeve, I'm assuming you're kind of like sneakily watching them leave.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you get hit in the back of the head with a potato.
Who threw that? And I point across the room since the spell's still active.
That's a good point.
Roman says, "It was me. Never make me say things I don't want to say." I thought we were all on the same side here.
Me too, until recently. I just had to be sure. These are
She throws another potato, but totally misses.
Okay. I pick up the potato that hit me in the back of the head, and I take a big bite out of it. Just raw potatoes. Bite it.
All right, roll Constitution
save. Oh, I've got advantage on that, so.
Jeez. Only if it's poison.
True. What did I roll here? I think it's... I don't know my modifier on this one. Core Constitution. 14.
All right, you just barely miss the worm that was inside of it.
I just toss the potato outside the door since we're like standing in the doorway.
All right. Anything else you guys are going to do while we have a couple more minutes of this spell?
Yeah, I'm just going to talk to Belbrix outside, and if she seems like she wants to tell me what happened, I'm going to like listen and let her talk, and then if she seems like she doesn't want to talk about it, I'm just going to try to distract her and like pick a flower for her, or you know, just take like a short walk around the cabin or something to get her mind off of whatever's bothering her.
Mm-hmm. She's kind of if people leave the zone, are they still obligated to?
No. As soon as they're out of the zone, they're good.
All right. She's kind of tells you a little bit. Nothing like explicit, but enough that you can kind of get the gist of what's been going on.
Okay.
But she doesn't name any names or anything.
Yeah, my main goal is just to cheer her up and try to make her feel better.
Yeah, I just really miss my dog, and I can't wait to get home and see him again.
Where's your dog?
Oh, I left him in the foothills. I didn't think it would be safe for him to come out here on this adventure.
Hold on just a minute. I don't want to take too much time doing this, but I am definitely going to ask Queely if Bellbrix could use the scrying orb to see her dog.
You don't know where Queely is.
Oh.
I knew you couldn't trust Queely.
Yeah, Tatsu in the house says, now I'm deeply suspicious of Perrin and Queely.
I was sitting on top of the roof all night.
Mm-hmm.
Would I not have seen where she had gone?
Mm-mm.
Did she not come to the cabin with us?
She did.
Is Dirk there?
Yeah.
Mm. Who all's still here? Can I get a head count? Or I guess I wouldn't.
Or is there anyone else missing?
Well, Perrin.
Right. Because he went into the woods.
To do practice. To find himself.
I'm going to tell... When I realize Quilly's not there and then that Perrin's not there, I'm going to go grab... I'm going to go grab Harry. Harry, would you help me find Perrin?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Which direction did he go?
I'm going to point to the direction I saw him go into the woods.
Ah, east. Okay.
He says as he looks at the west.
Yep. I am going to try and see if I can hear him or track him or however you want to do that.
Roll a nature check.
Ah, 12.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't doing anything to kind of hide his tracks or anything. So just some basic tracking can kind of lead you directly to where he's at. And you see him in a... You kind of go through the woods and then you find this clearing about like 10 feet in diameter. And the sun is just like magically sparkling through the opening in the trees. And you see him in his... beautiful tight black pants and white shirt, unbuttoned down too far, just like performing sword tricks by himself out in the middle of this clearing.
He's not hitting any trees, is he?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Perrin. Whoa, hey. Oh, hey, buddy.
Oh, this is embarrassing. Hey, guys. He kind of like... stumbles with his sword and then manages to get it into the sheath.
There you go.
What can I help you with? I was just practicing moves, you know. Nothing too suspicious there, my dudes. What's up?
But my buddy over here, B-Hoo's been looking for you. You all right over here?
Oh yeah, I just wanted to, you know, try out the movement in these new clothes and, you know, get comfortable with the sword.
Those pants aren't cutting off circulation, are they?
Oh no, dude. I got hella skinny legs. Can't you see?
No, I noticed. I definitely noticed. Bijou, is there any reason that you wanted Perrin? He looks like he's worked up a good sweat.
Oh, I didn't go with you.
Oh well, come on, Perrin.
I just sent you to look for him.
Oh yeah, is there? Do you guys have any? Harry, do you have any like breakfast in your cabin or anything? I'm pretty famished, dude.
Yeah, you. Do you like potatoes? Fantastic! Come on this way. Let's go. That's fine.
All right. Do you have any like bacon or anything with the potatoes, or like
maybe I ignore his question and I continue walking.
Chop them into hash browns or like, I don't know, salt.
Hash browns. We can make hash browns out of the potatoes we got. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That's
absolutely. We should start up a fire and go ahead and get that going.
All right. I like that plan. And so. It was written so choppy.
Hash browns. Picky little bitch. Can't eat them raw.
We're going to go ahead and stop this episode here, and we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah!
God.